Hey there, my name is Ivo, founder at endinsomnia.com. Welcome to the former Insomniac podcast. After suffering from insomnia for 5 brutal years and after trying everything to fix it, I developed a new approach targeting the root cause of insomnia, which is actually sleep anxiety or the fear of sleeplessness. In this podcast, I talk about the End Insomnia system, where I share tips, learnings, and insights from overcoming insomnia and tell the stories of people who do, so you can apply the principles to end insomnia for good too. If you want to get a 30-day free email masterclass on how to reduce sleep anxiety that people usually paid $200 for, and also receive this podcast as a newsletter every Saturday, go to endinsomnia.com. I spent years suffering from insomnia. Here is why. First, I spent a lot of time doing nothing about it. Second, once I started doing things to solve it, I tried everything without success. I was trying the wrong things. Third, and most importantly, I was trying to solve a problem I didn't understand. What was really maintaining my insomnia? For 9 out of 10 people, that's the fear of sleep or sleep anxiety. That was the very reason for me too. That moment led us to develop the End Insomnia system and the program where we help end insomnia for good. Once we have insomnia, we fall into cycles of unhelpful perceptions, reactions, and behaviors, which not only make our condition worse, but also reinforce sleep-related anxiety. Unhelpful perceptions. The perceptions contributing to sleep anxiety involve misunderstandings about why you're sleeping poorly, and what this implies about your health or your character. These often include misconceptions about what constitutes normal sleep and catastrophic thinking about sleep issues worsening in the future. These flawed perceptions can increase anxiety, making the insomnia more painful. Accurate information about insomnia and new experiences that boost confidence in managing sleep challenges can reshape these perceptions, allowing for more realistic and constructive attitudes towards sleep. Unhelpful reactions. Reactions that fuel sleep anxiety include reactions due to sleep loss or fatigue that follows, resistance against embracing uncertain or uncomfortable feelings, obsessive focus on sleep troubles, attempts to force sleep, self-criticism during sleep struggles, and despair when efforts don't seem to work. Managing these reactions through informed understanding, mindful acceptance, and cultivating self-compassion teaches how to be less emotional and more accepting of your sleep situation, thereby reducing anxiety and lessening nervous system arousal. Unhelpful behaviors. Certain behaviors can undermine the body's natural sleep mechanisms, such as prolonged bedtimes, excessive napping during the day, relying solely on willpower to fall asleep, making significant lifestyle changes and sacrifices to manage insomnia. These behaviors can worsen sleep anxiety and hyperarousal, creating a barrier to restful sleep. Conditioned hyperarousal. Over the repeated experience of sleep anxiety and the stress of sleeplessness can lead to conditioned hyperarousal, where the body automatically enters a state of alertness at bedtime or throughout the night. This occurs even in the absence of conscious anxiety, as the nervous system reacts to past conditioning. This phenomenon can explain why some may feel sleepy until the moment they go to bed, only to find themselves suddenly wide awake. The conditioned response is particularly frustrating because it signifies that the body has learned to perceive the bedtime environment as threatening, further complicating the ability to sleep peacefully. Reversing the factors that maintain insomnia. The approach to overcoming insomnia involves addressing the unhelpful perceptions, reactions, and behaviors perpetuating the condition. The End Insomnia system that I discuss in this podcast aims to alleviate the immediate symptoms and reduce the conditioned hyperarousal over time. Each aspect of the problem, perceptions, reactions, or behaviors interconnects and influences the others. For instance, improving your understanding of sleep can reduce fear, which reduces overreactions and leads to more helpful behaviors. Improvements in one area naturally lead to improvements in others, creating a positive feedback loop that promotes better sleep. Moreover, addressing anxiety directly influences daytime well-being and vice versa, establishing a virtuous cycle of less anxiety at night and more restfulness during the day. Long-term solution. Following the steps outlined in the End Insomnia system can substantially decrease sleep anxiety, improve sleep quality, and resolve the hyperarousal that maintains insomnia. The system does not require complete fearlessness or detachment, but rather reaching a point where sleep is no longer perceived as a threat, allowing the body and mind to relax and embrace rest. Once that happens, you return to being a normal sleeper. The reason nothing has been working for insomnia so far is that none of it has been designed to address the root cause, sleep anxiety.